This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. California is setting one of the highest minimum wages in the country for fast food workers, $20 an hour. Fast food companies, it may surprise you, are on board with these raises because they dread the alternative, Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
California's new law doesn't just raise wages. It establishes a new statewide council with fast food workers participating to advise on industry reforms. Mary Kay Henry is the president of the Service Employees International Union, which spearheaded the fast food workers' campaign.
Creating a council that can solve wage theft and sexual harassment and race discrimination and health and safety issues that fast food workers are experiencing is the game changer.
Still, the council is advisory, a compromise that companies won. They won another important change. There's no longer a provision to make corporate parents legally liable for the actions of franchisees.
The joint liability provision that is now no longer a threat would have essentially turned the franchise model into the corporate model.
Jeff Hanscom is with the International Franchise Association.
You essentially turn individual owner operators, franchisees in California, essentially into middle managers, right? You eviscerate the equity that they have built in their businesses over their lifetimes.
The $20 minimum wage to avoid that outcome, Hanscom says, was a worthwhile compromise. California's new law takes effect next April. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.